we are not just talking about a few councils in inner London. We are talking about quite small district councils across the country in places like Kent, which are having to deal with absolutely monumental increases, which they just have not dealt with before, which they couldn't anticipate, which really they are in a very, very weak position to do a lot about. So I think I think the increases that you're seeing across, you know, I mean, even in places like Medway, where you've seen a 400% increase as well, then I think that really does demonstrate that this is something which is now filtering out across the rest of the country and something that we need to get to grips with quickly.
Yeah, I mean, comparing the stats to 5 years ago, there are only two out of the 13 authorities where the numbers were in three figures. That's now eight out of the 13. So, I mean, they are, it's just vast numbers, isn't it? Over 2,000 in Kent.
I think it clearly demonstrates that this is a national crisis. And, you know, if people were in any doubt about that, and if people thought that this was just going to get okay by imagining that we just need to wait it out. You know, look, we're in a remarkable place right now where unemployment is at historically low levels. And in the past, when we have had spikes in homelessness, then they have been associated with really serious kind of economic times and people finding it difficult because they're losing their job or because they've seen, you know, the number of hours that they're able to get at work being cut. But this is really, really a significant outlier because we're at a time where there are record numbers of people in work and yet the number of people becoming homeless is just going up and up because even people in work are at risk of homelessness. You know, it used to be the case that working was your protection from becoming homeless, but it just isn't anymore. And I think that really is a sort of fundamental breakdown in the social contract that people that will really make people stop and think. And when that is having an impact upon people's children and they are having to spend time like Christmas, not at home, not gathered around the tree, but rather huddled together in a single room, you know, worried about what the next year holds for them, then I think, you know, I think that really is a kind of shame upon us all.